Epping Forest, there's nothing left to cut Ian Paterson and Dee Gardner to USC candidates Walter Mabby Honey Lane and Walter Mabby Paternoster. Rent, bills, fuel, food, council tax and national insurance, everything is going up. We can't afford the Tories' 4.1% council tax hike. And we can't trust the Tories to do anything for us. In Essex, they want to cut £102 million from public services. There's nothing left to cut. Labour wouldn't be any different. When Labour was in power locally, they just passed on Tory cuts and council tax rises. Walter Mabby Library could be next on the chopping block. Local councils have the power to cap rents and build council homes, to actually make it affordable to live somewhere decent. Walter Mabby Leisure Centre has put up its prices. The council is handing local services to private firm Qualis, supposedly to save money. But things are getting more expensive as Qualis make profit at our expense. It's the same for home ER winners having to fork out more to estate management companies. Bus services in Walter Mabby are too expensive, and the prices have just gone up. Sunday services are run by another company. Why do we have to fork out again for an unreliable service? Local councils should step in to stop this happening, or run the service themselves. And if you drive, Rishi Sunak knocking 5p off petrol is a joke. Has he seen how much prices have increased by? And Epping Forest Tory Council has just cut £100,000 from the pothole budget. Like many parents, we are struggling to find enough nursery hours and baby clubs for our children. This will only get worse now Epping Forest Tories have cut the voluntary budget in half. That's why we are standing as Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, candidates. We are the only party in this election standing against Tory and Labour cuts.